Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look at the book of Revelation through our study of God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
In verse number 1, we see that John is given a reed from the angel. Now, again, a lot of Bible scholars think that this angel by now that's appearing is Jesus Christ. I do not believe that. I believe this is just, we looked at that last week, you remember? It's another angel. God has a lot of angels and mighty angels, and could perhaps it might even be Michael, because they refer to him as a mighty angel. Could be Michael, because the word Michael means one like God. Again, I don't know. The Bible does not identify him, but could be. I just don't believe this is Jesus Christ here speaking here in this chapter. But anyway, he gives unto John a reed like unto a rod. Now, Bible scholar tells us that this rod is 9 to 10 foot long. I don't know. Somehow they come up with these measurements, and I'm just throwing that out there for you. Obviously, it is a stick that measured. So there's some kind of a rod, perhaps 9 to 10 foot long. And the angel tells him, rise, measure the temple of God in the altar, and measure, and them that worship therein. It's interesting. The attention is drawn to this Jewish temple. Why is that so important? Because we find out that at the beginning, and you've gone through the Bible study long enough with us to know this, that by this time the temple has been built there in Jerusalem. Actually, it would literally be the fourth temple that will ever be built. Remember, the first temple was built by Solomon back in the days of David, and David put together all the building materials, but because he was a man of war, God said, you're not going to build the temple, but your son Solomon will build the temple. So Solomon had the high privilege of building that first temple there on the Temple Mount there in Jerusalem. Well, we know about the captivities and all these things that was destroyed with about the Babylonians and the Persians. They came in there and destroyed that and took the children of Israel captive. Then there was a fellow by the name of Zerubbabel. Remember him? Zerubbabel was allowed to build the temple. We just had that brother Ray Deardorff was taking us through the Old Testament. We just studied this past week about Zerubbabel, how he had the privilege of building the temple back. And of course, there was had a note here that I wanted to share this with the Bible study class Thursday, but I was quiet. I was a good guy, and I let Brother Ray teach. I wanted so bad to share this. Zerubbabel built the temple. Nehemiah builds the city. Remember, he put up the city walls. I mean, that's the first thing that kind of took place, to build the walls. And you remember the story there about Nehemiah and Cyrus letting him come back in there and build the wall. Okay. Well, Zerubbabel was in charge of building the temple. Nehemiah builds the city, and Ezra builds the people. He was the scribe. So it all comes into play with this second temple that Zerubbabel had the privilege of building. And then it was destroyed, and a king by the name of Herod, most of you remember that one, in the days of Christ, he had rebuilt the temple for the third time. And it was there in Jesus' lifetime. Remember where we read about this in the Olivet Discourse, where Jesus is there at the temple and he tells the disciples about this temple. He said, there's going to come a time where there's not going to be a stone standing on this ground, but the temple is going to be destroyed. And the disciples asked them about that, and he goes into the Olivet Discourse. Well, the temple was destroyed in AD 70. You know about that. Titus came and destroyed the temple. So at this present day, matter of fact, there's a group going to Israel this week, I think. Some of our folk are going to Israel, and they'll probably go up on the Temple Mount if they're allowed to go on the Temple Mount. I don't know. It depends on the politics if they're able to go up there. We've been up there. And there on the Temple Mount is the Mosque of Omar. I think that's the name of it, the Mosque of Omar. It's like the third most holy place in the Muslim Islamic religion. It's there on the Temple Mount. But just down from that is a place that's actually where the actual temple was built. The Herod's temple and all the other temples was there. And during the tribulation period, we looked at this, and I don't want to belabor the point, but the Antichrist will sign an agreement with Israel, and he will allow them to build, once again, build a temple. And this is what it's talking about here in Revelation chapter number 11. I want you to measure that temple. I believe it's a literal temple, okay, that they're going to be allowed to build. He says, measure the temple, measure the altar, and them that worship therein. The Jewish people are once again going to be able to worship there at this temple. There will be altar, the golden candlesticks, the laver, all these things that we've been to the Temple Institute, and I need to move on real quick. But I love when we go to Israel, I love going to the Temple Institute, and there they have everything ready for worship. I mean, all they have to do is have access to Temple Mount, and you think Jehovah's Witness can put together a building in a week. You know how they'll throw a building up in a week. Well, the Jewish folk are ready to get started on construction of a building, and they already have all the implements to begin worship. And I just said all that to say this, that they will be worshiping in that temple for the first half of the tribulation period. And we know what's going to take place in the middle of the tribulation period. The Antichrist, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute, declares himself to be God. He enters into that temple, you know, and desecrates the temple. It's called the abomination of desolation. I just want you to note that this is, I want you to note here in verse number one. It says, I want you to measure that temple. It's going to be a literal temple. Measure the altar. And the people, how do you measure the people that are worshiping therein? Isn't that interesting? Well, obviously, it's by their motives of why they're there. It's God's requirements of people. You know, God measures us when we come into worship this morning. Why are you here? Well, preacher, you know, I'm here to worship. Well, I sure hope so. God expects us to worship. There's so much here I need to move on. But it's interesting to measure them that are worshiping therein. What's their heart? Why are they really there? Okay, verse number two. But the court, which is without the temple, leave out and measure it not. Again, we know about the court of the Gentiles. And the reason this is because the tribulation period is geared toward the Jewish people. I've said this over and over and over and over again till almost blue in the face. The tribulation period is preparing the Jewish nation for the coming king, for the coming kingdom. And so that's why we focused on the temple, on the altar, focus on the Jewish people, not on the Gentiles. Because we read that the court which is without the temple will leave out. Don't worry about it and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles and the holy city, that the Gentiles they shall tread underfoot 42 months. Now we're talking about 3.5 years, 1260 days. This is another time period. We can go back in Daniel chapter 9. I won't belabor the point, but it talks about the Antichrist and how he enters into the temple and for 42 months he treads it underfoot. And this is the last half of the tribulation period. Okay? Again, let's just move on. But you understand where we are in this. That it shall tread underfoot 42 months. This is the last half of the tribulation period. Look in verse number 3. And I will give power to my two witnesses. Many of you were taking the outline. Verses 1 and 2 is the measurement of the temple. The measurement of the temple. Verses number 3 is the mystery of the two witnesses. The mystery of the two witnesses. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. Okay, before we go any farther, here's another date. We had 42 months, now we have 1,260 days, and that's the exact same time period, at least the time frame. But as we look at this, and we put it as a whole, we put it all together, again, meanwhile, back at the ranch, these two witnesses, their ministry is 1,260 days. We're going to find out they will be killed, and for 3.5 days, they're going to lie in the streets of Jerusalem. And you put it all together, the ministry of the two witnesses are the first half of the tribulation period. Wish we could break this down. It's not the last half. It's the first half. He's encompassing it all. He's looking at this as a whole.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Sunday evening at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church to hear Bob Sellers from the Kingsmen sing. That's this Sunday, 6 p.m., March 20th. You don't want to miss it. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.